Ruth Jarvis, Reel 3. So scabies is really a type of venereal disease.
Yes, it is. Yes, it was then. Yes, you never hear of it now.
No. One normally hears of it on the face.
I've never heard of it.
Totally confused.
I don't think I've ever heard of it on the face.
Yes, it would be in the genital
area.
Yes, I see. Right. The other thing I was going to ask you was, were you ever, were you ever in action at all when you were over liberated Europe? Did you ever have to have escorts?
No, never.
The Dakota would have flown on its own.
Yes.
Would it?
Yes.
Yes. What did you think of that plane? Was it, compared with your little Oxford Anson? What was it like flying in a Dakota? Was it a very different
It was so
experience?
Much more powerful and so much bigger altogether than the Oxford.
Yes. Which job did you prefer of the two, do you think?
I think I really enjoyed them both.
It's probably one led to the other.
Yes, I think so, yes. I did much more flying in the Oxford than in the Dakotas. Because that was getting really towards the end of the war. Everywhere had been liberated.
Am I right in thinking you were called another name in the war? You were known as Ruth Smithers, told me. Why was that?
It was because of security, so they told us, the reporters. Why? I can't understand.
Had you been shot down and captured?
No.
Happened, were you given any instructions? Had you become a prisoner of war?
No, never. No instructions at all.
Right. And the other thing I was going to ask, did you take food and drink on board? Would you have...
Nothing at all.
And what would have happened if you wanted to go to the toilet?
Yes, that was a that was a problem. I remember we landed at one aerodrome, and the pilots, they had to go off to report something, and they left me at the plane. You see, there was no necessity for me to go, and I was absolutely longing to go to the loo, and it was miles from anywhere, and just this one plane. And I carried quite a number of enamel bowls for using to bathe any wounds or anything. I thought, well, I shall just have to go. I can't bear it any longer. So I just went behind the plane and used this enamel bowl. Oh, golly. Terrible predicaments.
When you went on leave, what would you have done? Did you went from Hendon? Would it have been?
I used to go home to Sunderland.
Did you?
Yes.
Yes. Was that easy enough in the war?
Yes, it was. Yes, we had permits for travelling.
What was it like travelling on a train then? Would it have been?
Oh, terribly crowded. Yes, always terribly crowded. Troops going somewhere or other, and people going on leave and that sort of thing.
And would there have been much of a social life on the Hendon?
Not at Hendon, no. It was such a small drome.
Yes. So
you had to find your entertainment outside.
So where did you find yours?
Well, we used to go up into the city. And one thing I do remember, I used to love Yardley soap. And, of course, we had rations, you see, and tokens. And so I found out that there was a place in Bond Street that sold Yardley. So I used to go with my coupon and stand in a queue and get some Yardley soap at Bond at Yardley's in Bond Street. And we used to go to the cinema. There were still cinemas in London, and the theatre occasionally.
And how about the raids? Were you ever caught in raids?
Oh, many. I mean, it happened every night in London. Of course it did. And we were so near. Hendon, Middlesex is really so near.
Yes, was the aerodrome hit?
Yes, it was. It was hit. One bomb fell, and it fell partly on the men's quarters on the drome at Hendon. And that night we had to cater for several casualties from Hendon and put up extra beds in the little hospital.
And would you have been, you know, involved with the V1s and V2s?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Did you ever experience those directly?
One fell immediately. There was some waste ground behind the small hospital where we were housed, and one fell immediately behind and made the most enormous crater on this ground, waste ground, and shattered a lot of the windows in our building.
Were they considered, you know, particularly nasty, the V1s and V2s,
yes,
compared
the
with
doodle the bugs.
Bombs?
Yes, the doodle bugs, because you heard them, and once the engine shut off, you knew they were going to fall immediately, that they were quite alarming. And we had a huge shelter at the back of the house in the garden, and we used to have to take the patients down when there was an air raid warden, an air raid siren. We used to take them down into the shelters at night.
That must have been quite a job.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Absolutely. I remember I got so tired of these air raids every single night. I remember going to bed one night and I just put on my tin helmet and in bed and thought, I'm just going to stay here for the night.
Yes. Were you ever involved with the shelters, the underground shelters? You know,
only the one
needs?
That, yes. Oh, my leaves in Sunderland.
People,
yes, at
London.
Home. Yes.
Yes.
When I went home on leave once or twice, we had one in our garden at home, and we used to go down there during my leave when the air raid siren went into the Anderson shelter.
Because I imagine that would have been quite a target, wouldn't it?
Yes, it was a great target, yes, for the shipping, yes.
Yes, I expect it was quite a busy place.
It was terribly busy, yes, absolutely.
With, you know, things picking up.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Where were you when the war ended?
I was in London when peace was declared.
Ah, and so was there a celebration that you attended?
Well, we just all went out this particular night, as I say, and stood outside Buckingham Palace.
What was it like?
It was
London?
Tremendous. And actually, you could really say that the streets were running in beer, because all the pubs were wide open, people were drinking vast quantities of beer, spilling it on the streets, people were dancing in the streets, and everybody was in such a joyous mood, you know. It was such a happy, happy occasion.
Did you see the King and Queen?
Yes, Winston Churchill and the King and Queen, Princess Margaret. It really was a magical night.
Well, was Winston Churchill very important in the war, do you think?
I do. Yeah. I think he was the most important. I think he was a wonderful character.
Did you listen to his speeches?
Yes, yes, we did, yes.
When you say that there were only women on the ambulances, you know, the
yes.
air ambulances, do you think that was important for the men to have a woman rather than a male orderly looking after them?
Yes, I do. I think it helped their morale. I think a woman's got a different touch somehow to a male nurse.
Did they ever express that to you?
Yes,
were
oh
they
yes. Yes.
For,
yes.
Were they surprised to see you, particularly in France and Belgium?
Yes, they were, because when I was in Ypres, with my crew and myself, we went into a chemist shop, because I think the pilot was buying something for his girlfriend that he couldn't get in England. And the little man behind the counter, my crew were all big men, you know, big chaps. And the man behind the counter, he said, "Never did I see such a little soldier." That was me. I looked so dwarfed against my crew.
When you look back upon, you know, your
yes.
war days in the air ambulances,
yes.
the Oxford Anderson,
yes.
and then this big Dakota
yes.
with the, you know, far greater number of patients,
yes.
How do you rate that, the efficiency of that organisation? Was it very important, do you think, to...
I think it was most important, and I think it did a most fantastic job, because the patients were flown from France back to England, transported to hospital in the shortest time possible, really.
If you must have saved many lives.
Yes, I'm sure it would. I'm sure it saved lives, because it was so quickly done. There was no hanging about, you know. When you landed in France, the road ambulances were there waiting with the patients, which were put straight into the plane and then brought back straight away, and then ambulances were waiting there. It was very well organised.
And it seems from what you say, not only the air ambulance part, but the whole medical system, the way,
yes,
you know, they were looked after and then brought and then picked up the other,
yes,
end.
Yes,
it
absolutely.
It must have been a very efficient system overall.
Yes, overall, yes. And I think particularly, well, there were patients who were terminally ill, and the system for taking them up to hospitals to be near their families, I thought that was rather wonderful, because at the end they would be discharged the service, you see, they wouldn't be able to come back owing to their illness, so that their families would be able to visit them.
Did you continue with the air ambulance after the war?
No. Once I was demobbed, that was...
Yes, when were you demobbed?
1945.
Yes, I think in your logbook it said October.
Yes, I think it
yes,
was,
you had
yes.
a patient in October. Does that
yes.
mean you continued after the war had finished? That's what I'm wondering. Were you, you know, having the... Were you still going to France and Belgium?
No,
and
no,
patients
no,
work?
No.
Okay.
When so peace was declared... That was the end.
Oh,
well,
really?
It's for me anyway.
Oh, I see. Mm. And the air ambulances were...
Possibly carried on afterwards, yes.
And you were demobbed immediately after, were you?
Well, it took quite a time, quite a little while. And I went up to Birmingham where I was demobbed.
So after the, you know, after May 45, you were in the hospital, were you?
Yes,
until
yes,
you were
until I was,
demobbed,
yes.
But not flying anymore?
No, no.
No, no. Do you think the world... And it's interesting saying your biological mother was also in the...
Yes,
the
First World War.
As a driver.
Yes.
And you've shown me her
yes.
photograph. Do you think wars bring forward women's positions in life? That, you know, they progress through the being able to serve as they do in
yes, I think
wars.
So. Yes, I do, yes.
Did that happen to your own case, do you think? Did it give you new expectations, having done a job like yours in World War II?
Well, when I was demobbed and came out of the Air Force, I think I had seen so much suffering and so many distressing cases, I really felt I couldn't face nursing again.
So you went back to being a children's nurse, did you?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Was it difficult to adapt to that sort of, you know, a normal sort of life?
It was,
yes.
Yes. When I came out of the Air Force, I couldn't really make up my mind what I wanted to do. And the only training I'd had was for children's nursing and being a nanny. And so I went back to being a nanny. And I had various posts. And then I was with a family in Buckinghamshire. And he was in the Air Force. And they had four children. And they were called the Mannings. And they were going out to Egypt. And they asked me if I would like to go with them. And as I'd just come out of the Air Force, I thought, no, I didn't really want to go away again. And Mrs. Manning, her husband was a regular in the Air Force, and they had a friend called Lady Medhurst, that was the grandfather of my children. He was in the Air Force. And they were keeping in touch with each other, Mrs. Manion and Lady Medhurst. And Lady Medhurst apparently said to Mrs. Manion that she had a daughter in Yorkshire who was looking for a nanny. And as I wasn't going out to Egypt, I thought, well, yes, I'd rather like to go to Yorkshire. And so Lady Medhurst got in touch with me, told me about her daughter in Yorkshire, and I went to Yorkshire and had an interview with the Fletchers, and I was accepted and got a job. This was in Harrogate in Yorkshire, and I was terribly happy with this family, the Fletchers. When I went, they had Richard, who was 3, and Caroline, who was about 6 months old. And then after a while, Mrs. Fletcher was having another baby, and she had a little girl. That was Lucinda. And I stayed with the Fletchers until all the children had gone off to school, started school, and my job was finished. And so I was. It's a very sort of distressing time when you leave a family. You get so attached to the children. And I was absolutely heartbroken. And the Fletchers, I said, well, I'm going to take another post. And I put my name down with a very good registry in Edinburgh, a Miss Reed. And she sent me sheets of posts that were available. And we went through them, Mr. Fletcher and myself. And there was one in France with a family, a French family, called the Rochefoucaulds, who are French aristocrats. And so Mr. Fletcher said, oh, yes, they're a very well-known family. You know, I should recommend you go there. So anyway, I got in touch with the Rochefoucaulds, and they agreed to interview me in Claridge's in London. And so I went to Claridge's, and I was interviewed by this Count and Countess de La Rochefoucauld, and they were Catholics, and they told me they had 4 children, 2 boys, Dominic and Emmanuel, who are twins, and a little girl, Alexandra, and Caroline. And I told them all about my stay with the Fletchers, and they were quite impressed, and they engaged me. And so there was a date given for me to go out to France. And they were going to meet me in Dieppe, which they did. And we had a long, long drive from Dieppe, and they had this enormous chateau in the Loire Valley.
That must have been a lovely... I'd better not go on too long with your career after the war.
Oh, I see.
But I wondered, you know, the people you worked with, and you obviously had a very interesting post-war
yes.
career... did they know about what you'd done in the war? You know, that did you talk about this at all?
Well, of course, they were quite small children when
yes,
I went
I
to them.
About the parents, would they have known?
I didn't really discuss it very much with the parents.
And I wondered also about public recognition. Do many people know about the air ambulance and the role that, you know, the 8 women played in this, your own role?
I don't think so. I don't think they knew, you see.
And yet, you know, as you've explained, there was a lot of publicity during
yes,
the war.
Yes, absolutely. During the war, you know, and particularly when the ambulance first started, because it was quite a new thing.
Yes, you had a big coverage, you were telling
yes,
me.
Yes,
yes. Yes, and you've, you know, they kindly given me some cuttings.
Yes.
And thank you very much indeed for telling me, you know, about your experience with the air
ambulance.
Well,
I hope it'll be a help.
It has been fascinating. Thank you.